It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What are y'all wanna da da da?
I've not a da what da da da. Oh yeah?
We could saw enough to buy some za.
Oh yeah, let's switch to Progressa to da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah!
Now we know we're gonna da da da.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You know, we can't all be flowery and complimentary and loving.
Jeff, that's a good point, Jeff. Maybe we should. Yeah, everybody's feeling good about it.
That's interesting, man.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm a baby face.
Oh my God.
I'm the top baby face. Probably on KFH right now on the entire station.
That's just like your opinion, man.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
But I'm the judge. I am the judge.
Whether you're straight.
I hear ya.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Big weekend. College football conference championship games. Some interesting NFL, Wichita State in action tomorrow night against East Tennessee State, Kansas State and St. John's tomorrow morning, and then on Sunday, Kansas and Missouri on the hardwood. But right now, Max, we have a game.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, Jason Duda, who can barely stay awake, seems to be in a tremendous amount of pain.
But struggling.
Yet has come up with a game for us today.
Of course I have.
Has he, though?
Oh, I have.
Are you on a painkiller right now?
No. Do you have any?
You seem like you are.
Is that a yes?
Your speech is slurred.
I'm not sure if you've understood my question.
Jeff, handle him.
I can't.
You take it. I'm tired of him.
He's unhandleable.
I am. I'm tired of him.
What is your deal, man?
I think he's
seriously
on something.
Well, there's something going on. This isn't normal behavior.
No, this is weird.
Even when you're trying to act weird, this is beyond that. I get that you're trying to do this. This is a concerted effort and intentional, but you've taken it too far. Now let's play the game.
What is the game?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You're a mess.
What is the game? Good grief.
Excuse me.
Have you seen anyone struggle?
The struggle's real, boys.
Are you trying to get fired?
The struggle's real.
Have you just said I'm done with radio? And
yeah, you guys seem to be, well, you tell yourselves you're pretty smart. So we're going to do a game to start with, which is called Who Said It? I'm going to give you the famous quote. You're going to tell me who said it.
A lot of these are misappropriated. Misattributed.
Can I finish?
What?
I'm going to give you the quote, and then for 2 points, you can answer it. If you want to go for 1 point, I will give you multiple choice.
Fine.
All right. There you go. That's a good twist to the game.
If I miss it for 2 points, can I get the multiple choice for one?
No, why you got to make the choice.
Okay.
Okay. Who wants to go
first? I'll go first.
I'll go first.
I'm defending champ. I'll go first.
You're going first?
Yes.
You did lose last time. We didn't land on a Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us.
Yeah, I don't know who said that. Give me multiple choice.
Malcolm X, Henry Ford, Charles Cornwallis, Brigham Young.
That, I believe...
You don't have a clue. Just take your guess.
I believe that's Malcolm X.
You are correct.
Yes, thank you.
1-0 for Jeff. He gets a juice. He shouldn't have went to. Float like a butterfly, sting like a
Muhammad
bee.
Muhammad Ali.
Good grief.
I don't know if that's right. It is correct.
2-1, baby. I better
Jeff,
keep track.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
God does not play dice.
Oh, that's easy.
You know who that? You know who said that? Seriously?
Yes.
I don't. Multiple choice.
Frank Sinatra, Albert Einstein, George Washington, Pope John Paul II.
You know who said that?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Well, I'll let him answer after you're
done. Okay, hold on. I'll give you 2 points if you tell
us. No, I'm not doing it. Are you going to take
a guess? I'll give you 2 points if you...
I'm not stepping out of line on the game. Do you have a guess or not?
Can I offer that to him?
You got to answer.
Who are the choices?
Sinatra, Einstein, George Washington, Pope John Paul II.
Sinatra.
Incorrect.
No. The Pope.
No, it was Albert Einstein. I knew you had
my
no
turn.
Idea.
What does that even mean?
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Unbelievable.
I don't know that. Yes. Give me the multiple choice.
Can I
take it?
No. We already went over this.
Shut up.
Thomas Edison, Abraham Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, Vince Lombardi.
It wasn't Lombardi. Abraham Lincoln.
You are correct.
It's from the Gettysburg Address, you morons.
Jeff.
What?
The report of my death was an exaggeration.
That one is easy.
5 points if you can.
No, I'm not doing that. Take your guess.
You don't know who it is.
Of course I do.
Do you want multiple choice?
Yes.
Elvis Presley, Mark Twain, Napoleon, Ronald Reagan.
So easy.
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, God. Do I get a chance?
You don't get a chance, but you can answer.
Mark Twain.
You are correct.
Well, I didn't know that one. I don't care if his death was an exaggeration. If he died, great. If he didn't, wonderful.
Bob.
Next.
The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
I need a multiple choice.
Martin Luther King, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Confucius, Socrates.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I don't know this one.
I believe it wasn't those last two.
Okay.
I think it was Oliver Wendell Holmes.
It was Martin Luther King.
Doggone it.
Yeah, come on. You ready, Jeff?
Yes.
Is this the whole game or do we?
No, there's another section.
I like this section, though. It's fun.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
These are famous quotes.
Yes.
Multiple
look at
choice.
The people who we're talking about. George Foreman, Napoleon, Julius Caesar, Robert Oppenheimer.
Ooh.
I am become death.
The destroyer of worlds.
It's not going to be Robert Oppenheimer. He wouldn't have been that brazen. I don't think George Foreman said that. So it's got to be one of the other people, which are?
Napoleon or Julius Caesar?
Julius Caesar.
It was Oppenheimer. Didn't you watch the movie?
No.
Oh, you should have. Ready?
I'm ready.
I came. I saw. I conquered.
I think I'll know this when I hear it, but I do need the multiple choice.
Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Dwight Eisenhower, Steve Jobs.
Alexander the Great.
Incorrect. That was Julius Caesar.
I thought it was Descartes. Didn't he say that? Next.
Hate the sin and not the sinner.
Everybody said that. I don't know.
Why are you getting so perturbed?
Because these are stupid quotes.
Dolly Parton, Gandhi, Bernie Madoff, Bill Clinton.
Gandhi.
You are correct.
Wow. Lucky guess.
It's only been said millions of times.
So
it had to be somebody early.
He's credited with it.
Yeah, it's the whole idea. Calm down.
How many more of these do we have?
Well, we can have as many as we want. How many want? Two more each?
What's the next section?
I haven't decided yet.
All right. Give me one.
We'll do one more each.
Yeah. We started with him.
You get one more.
I get one more, then we each get one more after that.
Okay.
What's this one?
People who boast about their IQ are losers.
Here's Bob.
That's Jeff.
You should know exactly who said that.
Is it Picasso, Lombardi, Donald Trump, Stephen Hawking?
Well, we know at least one of them shouldn't boast about. Give me the four again.
Stephen Hawking, Picasso, Lombardi, Trump.
Stephen Hawking.
You are correct.
I would have said Trump because he says losers a lot.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Oh, good grief.
I would have known this one.
I think that's...
Do you want a multiple choice or you got
Patrick
it?
I think that's Patrick Henry, but he might have said the other thing. Give me multiple choice.
Nelson Mandela,
Galileo, Patrick Henry, Al Capone.
Patrick
should have gone with your.
Yeah,
you are correct.
I get that, and don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. Sometimes I think he said that.
All right, last one in this category.
What does not kill me makes me stronger.
I'll know this when I hear it. I think
Theodore Roosevelt, Jonas Salk, Joey Chestnut. Frederick,
you got to be kidding.
That's what's on here.
Frederick who?
Nitschke.
Give me the first two.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt.
You're correct. It's Frederick Nitschke.
You writing it down?
I didn't write it down.
What's the next category? I kind of like that one. If we go back to that in the last segment, I wouldn't hate it.
We're not going back to anything.
In the last segment.
Let's do fun facts about states. Who's up? Jeff?
Jeff.
I guess I am.
We'll do five rounds of this.
With more than 120,000 served over the weekend at Churchill Downs, cocktail is the official drink of the Kentucky Derby?
Mint julep.
These ones are easier.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's 2 points.
Two.
Well, you're getting an easy one here. Ohio is the Buckeye State. What is a Buckeye?
I hate it. I hate this question.
Do you want a multiple choice?
Yes.
Maybe you should pay attention.
An insect, a shoe, a nut, a tool.
A nut.
Duh.
Correct.
What's the score?
5-4.
Named for a part of this state's history, which of the following opened its first amusement park in Texas in 1961?
That's not fair. That's a multiple choice question to start. Skip that. Which of the following? No,
well, yeah.
That's not fair.
That is true.
You have a multiple choice question as your question.
I know, but you should have got it. It was pretty easy.
Well, what was the question?
Six Flags.
Well, it got duh. You want the point for Six Flags?
I'll take that.
Okay.
2 points.
No, you only get one point
if you're taking it.
Why? I said it.
After I said it.
Do you want the point or not? Or do you want to go for the...
I'll take the point, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 5-5. Next.
Because its spongy wood repelled British cannonballs during the American Revolution War, which of the following... Well, here we go again. Was named South Carolina's state tree. So what's their state tree?
Well, I need the multiple choice.
Redwood, elm, spruce, palmetto.
Well, it's got to be palmetto.
You're correct.
You're welcome.
What do you mean you're welcome?
I told you the answer.
Next. Ow.
I said yes to palmetto.
I didn't. Are you out of your mind?
Once located in the present-day North Carolina, this settlement mysteriously disappeared sometime between 1587 and 1590.
Jamestown.
You are incorrect. It's Roanoke.
Oh, that's a big zero.
You sure about that, dog?
I sure about that, dog.
I don't think so.
Settle down.
Roanoke's still there. It's in Virginia.
Wyoming is nicknamed the Equality State because it was the first to do which of the following? Recognize gay marriage, outlaw slavery, enact affirmation action laws, allow women the right to vote.
Women the right to vote, I believe.
You're correct.
You sure it's not Jamestown?
Come on, Jeff. Play the game.
In 1886, Georgia pharmacist John Pemberton created which of the following? So what did he create? Do you want 2 points?
Yeah, no, I'll take
Pepto-Bismol, Coca-Cola, lemonade, chocolate milk.
Coca-Cola.
You are correct.
Should have known that one. Next.
I didn't know it was Bane by a doctor.
Instead of counties, like most other states have, Louisiana's 64 subdivisions are called what?
Can I take it if he doesn't
know? Oh, my gosh.
I know it.
I'll go for the multiple choice because my brain doesn't function. Go. Hurry up.
Cantons, boroughs, hamlets, parishes.
Parishes. Thank you.
There it was.
Easy. So easy.
8-6.
It's not 8-6.
It is. I got a point there. It's 8-6.
I got a two-pointer earlier.
But you missed a round. Next.
No, I didn't.
This is the last one of these. Is there another?
Yeah. What's the official state neckwear of Arizona?
Scarf.
Ooh, he shouldn't have guessed. See, that's where
your guess?
Yeah.
It's the bolo tie.
I forgot that we got to ask for multiple.
See, choice. That's your problem.
But I have more than six. Have
no,
you, been
you have six. I'm
I
not
had
cheating.
Five, and then I got a two-pointer.
Next.
See, he's a liar.
You want to switch categories.
Yes. We're no, I get one more in that category.
Oh, you get one more in that category?
He's a liar.
Okay. Responsible for 40% of the nation's production of this crop, Arkansas is the United States' leading grower of what?
Well, give me the multiple choice. I think I know, but I don't want to.
Rice, corn, cotton, tobacco.
Cotton was the one I wanted.
Is that what you're going
yeah.
with? It was rice.
Doggone it. All right, one more category, and then we'll come up with our winner.
Okay, do you want, Jeff, I'll let you pick the category since you're behind. No, I'm not going to. We'll just do this one.
Yeah, there you go.
This is easy. It's going to be one or the other.
Oh, love it.
Which came first, Mickey Mouse or Bugs Bunny?
So easy. And you get 2 points for this or one?
You just it's a 1 point.
It's a 1 point.
Mickey Mouse.
You are correct.
That's so easy.
What came first, the airplane or the light bulb?
The light bulb.
You're correct.
9-7.
Which came first, Minecraft or Fortnite?
Ooh.
Minecraft.
You are correct.
9-8.
Which came first, Picasso or Van Gogh?
So easy.
Picasso.
No.
Van Gogh.
Doggone it.
Which came first?
Jeff could tie it up.
Clue or Monopoly?
So easy.
Monopoly's been around forever, but Clue's got to have been. I'm going to say Monopoly.
You're correct.
Doggone it.
Which came first, football's Super Bowl or baseball's World Series?
Oh, my God.
Baseball's World Series.
Which came first, Spider-Man or Superman?
Oh, God.
Superman.
You're correct.
These are. It's 10-10.
Well, I told you, some of these ones are easier. That's why I was going to. It's 10-10. Which came first, the Magic 8 Ball or the Rubik's Cube? Oh, all of a sudden, it's not so easy, is it?
Pretty sure I know that one.
The Magic 8 Ball.
No.
The Magic 8
Ball. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought the Magic 8 Ball was 80s.
I had one as a kid, and I didn't know what Rubik's Cube was.
All right.
Which 11, came first, 10. The Titanic sinking, the Hindenburg disaster?
Titanic.
You are correct.
11-11. This is it. This is it. This is for
the Emmys?
For the win.
The Emmys or the Oscars?
The Oscars. There's your winner.
You're correct.
One more.
No.
One more round.
No, it's time Judas. For a break.
Which came first, the Colosseum in Rome or the Great Pyramids of Giza
pyramids.
In Egypt? You're correct.
Tie ball game.
Then I get one more.
Which came first, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek. All right, time for a break,
right?
Max.
Yeah.
We'll be back. There's a dinner winner for yours truly.
You might pick this up in the final segment.
13-12. That's the game.
Yeah, but you ripped a point off from me.
If we do it in the final segment.
The game ain't continues.
It's an exhibition
game. You ripped
game.
A point off from me.
No,
I
didn't.
You always do.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
didn't
you
rip
did.
A point
pencil
off.
Whipped. Pencil whip.
Always.
We'll be back. The winner, Bob Lutz. Back in a minute.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Joanna Chadwick is with us from Vibe Magazine, Derby High School journalism instructor. How are you doing, Joanna?
I'm good. You know what? We have 10 days left. 10.
10 days of school and then the break.
Yes.
This is normally where you call me out to speak to your class when you're at wit's end. I haven't received that request yet.
And please don't extend it, Joanna. Thank you.
I've never
been
asked.
I'm going to ask both of you, and that's true, I'm going to ask both Jeff and Bob next semester. Because, Bob, you can't meet in the afternoon, and if I can get you in the morning, that's when it's best.
Yeah, that's what works best. I appreciate it.
I don't mind being left out. It's okay.
Oh, I wonder what I'm going to say.
Hey, let's talk about high school basketball while we congratulate our area football champions, Andover Central and Dale Conway Springs. Good to get them in the winner's circle. But high school basketball is underway, and I hate to see basketball shortchanged because, for me, it's my favorite high school sport. So what one or two or three storylines are the most enticing as we go into the season?
Well, I hate to start off with something that's going to steal Duda's thunder from later, but I think Braden Maivella is definitely someone we should all be watching. Mays High Junior, he's so talented. And I really kind of see big things from him. Of course, he's also getting looks now for football, that, you know, whether it's as a receiver or a quarterback. So that's exciting to see. I would be watching for him. I love seeing there's a lot of young kids, I think, that you want to watch for. And last night, the season opened with a couple games. Dodge City played McPherson and Garden Plain played Wellington. The Wellington girls are, you know, they've got multiple players, including Val Norwood, Drew Zika, Britt Zika, and then Garden Plain last night. Cooper Eck hit three second half three-pointers, including the game winner in the final seconds to give Garden Plain boys the last second win over Wellington.
So I know the Friday Five has really kind of put a dent in Vibe's credibility. So I have extended the olive
what
branch.
What are you doing?
And made.
What are we doing?
I've extended the olive.
Are you like most people who's never heard of the Friday Five?
It's unreal.
Can I?
She's you have a question?
It. Yes, I've extended the olive branch and made the Derby girls against Andover the top game tonight, which I believe it is. And obviously, your husband is the coach of the Derby girls. How much are you guys and that team amped up for this game? Because it is fantastic on paper.
I mean, it really is, and it's interesting. I think with as many seniors as Derby had last year, and as the two phenomenal seniors that Andover had last year, I think that maybe both. That there are probably some people out there who are questioning both teams, but I think that would be a really big mistake. Certainly Andover's got Aaliyah Green and Katie Evans, who are players that you definitely want to be watching for, and Derby. You know, they've got some young talent in there, along with Michaela Askew, who is a junior this year, and they're definitely younger than they were last year with only a couple seniors. But Malia Lansing and Callie Rickards, but really looking forward to this matchup tonight and see what happens.
Well, since you did take my question from me, that the only one I had, let's jump into this one, which everyone's kind of beat down a little bit. But what do you think about this shot clock thing? Some schools can use it. Some have not decided to use it. How much of a pain in the butt is this going to be, or is it not going to be?
So I've told the story of the shot clock multiple times when I was at the Wichita Eagle. Most recently, it was either 2015. It could have even been winter of 2016. But the response is usually how you pose this question, which is straight negative. Oh, it's going to be a pain in the butt. Oh, how are we going to find anyone to run it? Oh my goodness. Well, they did the same thing when the libero was introduced into volleyball. Oh my God. Now we have to find somebody who's going to track it. Okay. Like, let's advance the game. Do we still want to be sitting back in the 1950s? I don't. I would like to continue to have progress as we go forward in the game. I think an easier thing that they could have done is to put the arc on the courts. Boom, it's an easy answer to make it more like the college game. I'm a fan of the shot clock. I think it's a great change. Will it cause some issues early on? Yes. But growth is usually going to cause a little bit of pain, a little bit of challenge.
Long overdue, the shot clock in high school basketball. That's my opinion. We're talking with Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. We've had Joe Auer on this week. We had Andy Hill on this week. Northwestern Heights are going to be really good. So is Cape and Mount Carmel. That's three teams out of the City League that in the boys that are going to be excellent. How do we get that number to 6 or 7, Joanna? Or is it perhaps?
I mean, you look at the
at 6 or 7.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I mean, you look at Heights and they've got Malachi Wilkins and Chase Robinson, and then you look at Corbin Johnson at Capen, and you look at the transfer that came in from Emporia along with Eli Benning, the transfer DJ Brown who came over from Southeast at Northwest. Those teams are loaded with talent, and I don't know if I see that talent as deep elsewhere. I think that there's some players that are really going to pop up. East High, Ismail Berry, I would be looking for him. But I don't know if you can get to 6 or 7 teams in the City League. I don't know if that can happen. But that top three is impressive.
Yeah, since I asked you about Andover Derby girls, I think the boys' game is enticing kind of for the same reasons. Derby graduated a lot. Andover lost a few players, too, so we don't know exactly what these teams are going to look like. Josh Kim is there for Andover. What do you expect in that game tonight?
Well, Josh Kim is obviously one of those players who is very good. I'm a big fan of Owen Allman as well, and he can definitely score. I've seen him just go off in the summertime. I think that they've got some pretty good juniors as well at Andover, and certainly Derby's in the same situation. Jack Allwelling, the senior, is a really fun player to watch. I think they have some names that people just don't know about yet that are going to step up. They also had Jackson Melville transfer over from Southeast. So he brings a presence inside, an athleticism inside that they wouldn't have had otherwise. So I think it's going to be a really interesting matchup tonight.
Well, we are underway. High school basketball pretty much across the state now as we get ready for the Christmas season. We'll play for a while, then we'll take a break, and then we come back and we do all that stuff. It's a fun time of the year. Do you agree, Joanna?
I love it. I mean, last night I was sitting down at dinner with my family, and all of a sudden I saw come across my email, McPherson sending the box score from its game against Dodge City. I'm like, and here we go. The nightly scores are a labor of love for me. I do it. Doesn't matter what night they play, and that's totally different from football where it was just Friday nights, but now it could be any day of the week except for Sunday, and I am all for that. Let's go.
Good stuff. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Joanna Chadwick, Vipe Magazine. Clearly the leader in high school coverage in this area.
When you have people you know that long, she knows that was a joke, right?
What was a joke? What?
When I said that I've dented Vipe's credibility with the Friday.
No, I don't. Those kinds of things aren't funny to people that compete in the media.
We're not really competing.
Do you agree?
We do different things.
If you insult my entity, I take that seriously.
We insult each other for 2 hours a day.
Yeah, but we don't insult the Joanna. Just openly and say, you know what, we do a better job than you.
Well, I have to say this. Joanna is good at throwing it back.
Exactly.
So I think
didn't she act a little bit perturbed there?
I don't think she was perturbed.
Thank you.
That's my read is that she's a little perturbed.
Well, I guess, we're going to have to call her back and just ask her. It's the only way to find out. Nip it in the butt right away, boys, and be done with it.
That,
and we'll know.
That saying is bud. Not
nip
butt.
It in the butt.
not bud.
It makes sense, nip but it in the butt. You shouldn't nip it in the butt.
That's what I said. Nip it in the butt.
Bud.
Nip it in the butt.
Bud.
It's what I said.
Okay, cool.
What was the question about IQ earlier?
7.
Shouldn't you have a test?
I would love to take an IQ. Oh, that'd be fun. Oh,
hey, by the way,
let's do that next.
My friend
show.
Lonnie just posted on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere the Mays bowling roster. I did not see the name.
He didn't try out. He decided not to.
What?
Yeah.
Go bowl.
I was looking forward to that.
Well, he decided not to.
What are you going to do?
IHOP Hotline brought to you by IHOP. Come in and try their fully decadent French toast at IHOP, 869-1240. We're going to get back to a game.
I lead 7-1 in this one.
I won the real game of the day.
No, you didn't.
But this was an exhibition.
Say this out loud.
What do you have,
Say
Duda?
This out loud. You don't get to steamroll. You don't get to be a bully. Say it out loud.
What do you have, Duda? What's
I'm not
the game?
Playing. I'm
we
not
are
playing.
Going to play. I like the quotes thing, so I've decided to do another one.
All right.
Say it out loud that it's okay for one of the
We're
players
gonna do
to keep score.
Quote to the movie.
Oh, love it.
Say it, say it out loud.
You going to play or not?
Say it out loud.
No, I'm not saying anything.
It's okay for the contestants to keep score.
Let's go, dudes.
All right, I lead 5-0.
Okay. You want to go first?
Yes.
Wax
I'm the
on,
winner of the last
wax
game.
Off.
Mr. Maji from Karate Kid.
Mr. Maji? Let's go. Next.
You got it. That's 2 points.
Thank you.
No, you're not keeping score.
I'm keeping score.
It's 5-3 now.
Okay. Are you not entertained?
Gladiator.
Good job.
12-1.
Oh, I love it when you guys get so upset.
I'm not upset at all. I won
I'm
the game.
I'm not upset either.
Hey.
We
I'm
cheat
walking
here.
Here.
What?
Hey, I'm walking here.
I need the multiple
Midnight
choice.
Cowboy, The Magnificent Seven, Goodfellas, Tango and Cash.
That's a tough one.
No, it's not.
Okay. Hey, I'm walking here. Magnificent Seven.
No.
Midnight Cowboy.
You are correct.
You didn't know that.
Of course I did.
Who started Midnight Cowboy?
Everybody.
No,
next.
Give me the 2 stars.
No, I don't need to. I just knew that was from that
give
movie.
Give me the 2 stars.
No. In fact, 17-0. Now the score.
John Voight, Dustin Hoffman.
Good.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Jaws.
Good grief.
That's 2 points for Jeff.
22-4.
Oh, easy. Next.
My mama always said life is like a box of chocolates.
Forrest,
you never know what
Forrest
you're going
to
get.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
4-4. We go to the bottom of round 3.
Cinderella story. Out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper. Now about to become the
Caddyshack
champion.
Yeah, so easy. This is a...
They're movie quotes. Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
Wall Street.
How do you have an even number when you got 1 point one time?
I didn't. I got 2 all 3 times.
No, you didn't.
6-6.
To infinity and beyond.
No. Toy Story. See, he's such a cheater.
8-6.
What's the score?
7-6.
8-6. See, even Duda's off there.
Who went first?
You shall not pass. He did.
Good.
You shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
My 8th grade algebra teacher. So good.
You want the...
Yeah, I want the...
Pirates of the Caribbean, The Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, Star Wars, Episode 5, A New Hope.
The second one.
Which one was that?
The second one you mentioned.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. What was the second one?
The Hobbit,
there.
The Lord of the Rings, Star Wars.
The Hobbit.
It's Lord of the Rings.
Nothing.
0 points for you.
Lord of the Rings is the Hobbit. Man.
They may take our lives.
Lord of the Rings is the Hobbit.
Yeah, look at this cheater.
No, it's a different movie. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Really?
No.
The Patriot, Robin Hood, Braveheart, Gladiator.
Never seen any
of them. Already had Gladiator.
Good,
easy.
Good job helping you out.
Yeah. Braveheart.
Yeah.
Of course. 9-6.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, God. It's so sad that I can't think of that. Give me the choice.
Untouchables, Scarface, Ocean's 11, Casino.
Scarface.
You only got one for that, though. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed
Princess
my father.
Princess Bride.
Prepare to die.
What is it?
Princess Bride.
You are correct.
Next.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh, what was the name of that movie?
I don't know what it is.
Apocalypse Now.
You are correct.
Wish you'd given that to Jeff.
Terminator.
I'll be back.
That's it? That's so...
They're random when they come up. Eric, you'll know this one. I feel the need. The need for speed.
I feel the need. The need for speed.
Yeah. I know this one.
Everybody knows this one.
Give me the choices.
Fast and the Furious, Need for Speed, Mission Impossible, Top Gun.
Top Gun. God dang it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On that note, let's quit.
Jeff.
I'm not quitting.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Sandlot.
Good job.
My God. Jeff hasn't had a hard one yet.
Yeah, because I make it look so easy.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dirty Harry.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, I'll give you the four.
No, he missed it.
Oh, okay.
What were the four?
Sudden Impact. Million Dollar Baby, Gran Torino, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly.
You wouldn't have gotten The Ugly. Sudden Impact.
Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Sudden Impact.
Okay, good. Next.
It was Clint Eastwood.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, God.
Godfather.
My God. I mean, this is just ridiculous. You give me Sudden Impact?
Well, that's what you get. Hey.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Get busy living?
No.
Or get busy dying?
You know what? I'm going to get busy you dying here in a minute.
This is one of my favorite movies.
I don't care.
You don't know
it. I can't keep score anymore. He runs out of...
You won.
Get busy living or get busy
dying. Go back to the regular quotes. Can we do that?
You want to do that?
No, I'm done.
Okay, I want to do some quotes.
No,
then.
Jeff's done. Turn his mic off, Max.
The Shawshank Redemption.
No, we're done.
Oh, look at this guy. The whiniest.
I'm the king of the world.
There's Titanic. No more.
You are right. Two more points for Jeff.
There's no more.
Mark him down.
Nothing
He's
that happens
you
right
now.
Now.
We got like
any meaning.
Four questions left. Oh,
I'm going to start.
Hit them all. Give me all of them.
I'm going to hang out with my dog now.
Nobody
Max,
puts baby
the music.
In a corner.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, he got another one. The kid
play
is
the music.
Rolling right now. Can't. We have too much time left. You can't start the music yet.
Three more?
That's impossible.
Let's go to the speech being given on Capitol Hill. Do whatever you do.
What?
Carpe diem.
I'm sorry. We've got a breaking news.
Do we? What do we got?
Breaking news. We'll take you there live right now. Max?
Where are we going?
I think we've lost it. I think we've come apart at the seam.
We?
Yes.
I think you've lost it.
You guys have been horrible this segment.
I've been unbelievable.
You have been the worst.
Hey, Jeff, which animal kills the most humans annually?
Mosquitoes.
Now, you want me? Can I take a guess?
You can take a guess.
Kills the most humans
annually.
Annually. That's a darn good question. Well, because they're in mass, I'd say dogs.
Yeah, it's mosquitoes.
It is?
That was kind of
How
fun.
How does a mosquito kill anyone?
Malaria.
Malaria.
Oh, for the love
Everybody of... knows that. Did you know, according to scientists, an attack on a person by which of these animals is most likely to kill the person? Hippo, crocodile, shark, grizzly
Hippo.
Bear.
What?
If you're not going to pay attention, Jeff, you win. Hippo's correct. Didn't matter. You got it right.
Max, take us
I
out
know
of this.
So much stuff.
The stings of which creature kill hundreds of swimmers every year? You're wrong.
Stingrays.
No, you're
Shark.
Wrong. No.
Doesn't matter.
Come on.
Jellyfish.
Yes.
So much stuff that I know.
You are so smart.
Let's go to the State House.
Rabies.
Governor Kelly's delivering a message.
9,000 people a year.
I got to get off the show.
Bats.
Do something, Matt.
Which animal?
Bats.
There it is. See you Friday. See you Monday.
Wait, let's keep going. Duda, what else?
Greatest game ever.
We'll see you guys Monday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to the IHOP hotline. Thanks to our many guests.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.